Patriarch Gregorius III, head of the Greek Melkite Catholic Church, says Pope Benedict's visit to Lebanon this month is a very important and eagerly awaited event. The Patriarch also says he prays that this papal visit will help bring peace and reconciliation to neighbouring Syria. Pope Benedict arrives in Beirut on September the 14th for a three-day visit, during which he will sign the Apostolic Exhortation, the document in which he summarises and reflects on the discussions of the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East, held in 2010. Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges spoke to Patriarch Gregorius about the forthcoming papal visit to Lebanon.
Well, the visit itself is very, very important. You know, some people are saying he is not coming, so we are happy that he is coming. That is the most important thing, and the visit has to be done. It is a wonderful and special historic visit, an event for the whole country. It is a visit to Lebanon, which is called by late Pope John Paul. Lebanon is a message, so it is a real visit to the message Lebanon, and from Lebanon, a message for the whole Middle East.
And what message would you like to hear from Pope Benedict?
Well, first, the message itself is an exhortation of His Holiness with the title Communion and Witness, which is a real program for the whole church and churches of the Middle East, Catholic, alike, Orthodox, Protestant communities, and also for the whole Middle East population, 350 million in the whole Middle East, mostly Muslims, all of them are waiting this message first as a testimony and as a communion. Communion, it means a church united, a church strong, a church happy in this faith. And communion, it means to be witness, it means this church is able and capable to give this message to all citizens in Lebanon as well as in the Middle East.
Now, this visit is being overshadowed, of course, by the conflict in neighbouring Syria. Do you believe that the papal visit will help in any way to bring peace and reconciliation to Syria? And if so, in what way?
Well, it is surely a very important event in this situation. It is a real message also of peace. Don't forget the Holy Father spoke in this about 18 months of crisis in Syria for about 12 or 15 times about Syria and calling for dialogue, for peace, for reconciliation, and so on. So this visit is a visit really for Lebanon, but it is also a visit for Syria, for and so on. And we hope that some of our children of faithful from Syria will come. Anyway, all bishops of Syria, Catholic Church, will come to be in the visit, and also some faithful young people, nuns, priests, monks, and also some Muslims, I think, will come to join the Lebanese to be there for the visit. And I think it is an appeal, this visit of the Holy Father, to tell Syria the love of the Holy Father and his wish that all Syrians come together to a common world of peace, of reconciliation. This is very important. I think the Holy Father will give, I think, an address, as he always did, where he will flying over the country, he will give a message to Syria, and it will be very welcomed in Syria as well as in Lebanon.
Are there, though, real fears among people in Lebanon that the conflict in Syria could spill over into Lebanon?
Well, we have a historic link between Syria and Lebanon since centuries. So what happens in Syria, what happens in Lebanon is always in a way related. The people are related. There are many families, the same families are in Lebanon, in Syria, they are made, they are business, continual, nothing. Lebanon is, let us say, the road to Syria and from Syria to the whole Middle East Arab countries. So what happens in Syria can always have and had always in the history an influence in Lebanon. But we hope that this influence, this link will be a positive one, and we pray that Lebanon will help also Syria to overcome this crisis.
How would you describe relations between Christians and Muslims in Lebanon?
Well, Lebanon is a model through the history of a conviviality of all citizens. There are about 18 different communities in Lebanon, and they all of them have their share in the government, in the parliament, in the different ministries and so on. It is a real good participation, sharing, and in a peaceful way, and in a constitutional way. This is to say, a solidarity in the constitution itself. That is very special in the whole Middle East. Therefore, I think it is also a model of democracy, of freedom, of real happiness, and all Arab countries like to come to Lebanon to have the style of life of Lebanon. In this sense, I think Lebanon remains always a message for the whole Arab countries.
Finally, one last question. Of all the various challenges that are facing the Catholic Church in the Middle East, what do you personally believe is the greatest or the most serious?
Well, the challenge is for the Church to understand her mission in the Middle East. And this is the very substance and essence of the whole Synod for the Middle East in October 2010, and also the content and the meaning of the exhortation the Holy Father will give us is how the Church can understand her role as a church, as John Paul II said in his last letter in 2005 for the Day of Peace in January 2005, the essence of human being is to be with and for. So the Church, and I understand the mission of the Church in the Middle East, is to be a church in the Middle East, but also for the whole population of the Middle East. We are the only one Christian church in the world who can give a testimony for the Lord, for Jesus, for the values of the gospel as light, as salt, and as given in the Middle East. So our mission is to be for this Middle East, the cradle of Christianity, and to be able to be Christian with others and for others.